Hello, this is Connected, a presentation of the St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, LuSelec. Today, the value-added tax, VAT, and some of the resulting adjustments that LuSelec must make and its customers will experience. St. Lucia has transitioned into a value-added tax or VAT regime from the 1st of October, and there are some important considerations that LuSelec customers need to be aware of. Under Section 22F of the first schedule of the Value-Added Tax Act, a supply of electrical energy provided by St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited is zero rated. This means that no VAT will be applied to customers' electricity bills, so there are no changes there. However, the VAT Implementation Office has advised that there are certain charges levied by LuSelec and some services that the company provides which will attract a 15% VAT charge. Among the charges that VAT must be applied to is the reconnection fee, which is charged for reconnection of a disconnected account. That fee is $22. When the 15% VAT is applied, customers will pay $25.30, with the extra $3.30 of VAT charges being paid to the Government of St. Lucia by LuSelec. VAT will also be applied to meter test fees, which are charged for testing meters when customers request such tests. The fee is $10. With the 15% VAT applied, customers will pay $11.50. Third-party billing fees will also attract VAT. Such fees are charged to landlords with several tenants, and these landlords want LuSelec to read their meters and bill tenants on their behalf. So VAT will be charged on those fees. Where a customer issues a check to LuSelec, which is not honored by the bank and returned, LuSelec will charge the customer a return check fee, and the 15% VAT must be applied to that fee. VAT must also be applied to pole rental fees. These fees are normally levied on other utility and cable TV or internet service providers who use LuSelec poles for running lines and cables, and for the placement of banners for advertising purposes, such as those we see adorning the poles lining the streets at jazz and carnival time. LuSelec is also required to apply the 15% VAT to suspense jobs or customer-financed infrastructure charges. These are charged for works carried out by LuSelec on behalf of customers where the law provides for customers to meet all or some of the costs for the infrastructure. Such works can include the extension of electricity infrastructure for provision of a supply to a specific area, such as when a property developer wants to put in electricity infrastructure for a development, or for the relocation of existing electricity infrastructure to facilitate customers' needs. And finally, VAT must also be applied on the sale of company stock to customers. In summary, no VAT will be applied to customers' electricity bills, but VAT will be applied to reconnection fees, meter test fees, third-party billing fees, return check fees, pole rental fees, customer-financed infrastructure charges, and the sale of company stock. Another requirement of the new VAT environment is that all bills should display LuSelec's VAT taxpayer identification number, the VAT rate, currently 0% on electricity, and the VAT taxpayer identification number of VAT registered customers. For the time being, the existing LuSelec bill will display LuSelec's VAT identification number, which is 0177467, and the 0% VAT rate in the top right-hand portion of the bill. But VAT-registered customers will not see their respective VAT identification numbers displayed on their bills for now. This is a temporary arrangement. LuSelec is on the verge of introducing a new customer information system and a new look bill. This new bill will have all the relevant VAT information, as well as a lot more information on each customer's electricity usage. A broad-based public awareness campaign on this new bill will be launched shortly. Nonetheless, all customers who have been registered for VAT must provide LuSelec with a copy of their VAT registration certificate. The copies of the VAT registration certificate can be dropped off at any of LuSelec's customer service locations or may be scanned and sent via email to sfelicien@luselec.com. That's S-F-E-L-I-C-I-E-N at L-U-C-E-L-E-C.com. VAT registered customers should also ensure that their VAT registered business information matches their LuSelec account information. Customers with queries or needing additional information related to these changes associated with VAT may call 457-4400 or send an email to connected@luselec.com. That's where we end this edition of Connected. Connected is a presentation of the St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, Lucile. I'm Roger Joseph.